Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this 2013. The time now is approximately 5 minutes past the hour of 2 a.m. in the morning. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are here in the Philippines to continue the assignment we are given to ensure that the restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra, its restoration plan, and we are here to ensure that the Zoological Republic cannot continue in its present format if it is the wish of the Yorubas and the Hausa and the Fulanis to be in one country called Nigeria. That is the entire prerogative. For us, we are going to remove Biafra from the zoo. Biafra is going to be free. In case people don't know, in case people are in doubt as to why we exist as a people, in case that is the only reason why we exist. Radio Biafra exists for only one single purpose, one single meaning, one single reasoning: to ensure the restoration of Biafra in truth and in honesty. That truth and honesty is what we continue to preach every blessed day, every blessed hour, every blessed minute, wherever we are in the world. For that reason and that reason alone, we welcome each and every listener. We welcome Biafrans and also friends of Biafra, wherever they may be on this planet, that this is your radio station. We are indomitable. We cannot be repressed. We live without fear. We operate with courage and conviction, because it is either Biafra comes or we die in the process. If that is the option the Zoological Republic presents to us, then we shall embrace it and ensure that the country itself is burnt to the ground. We say this so that people will not mistake our resolve. We say this all the time to remind everybody that if this happens to be the outcome that we want them, what is happening in the Zoological Republic? Wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. Radio Biafra is the only live broadcaster that you can listen to across every time zone on this planet, simultaneously at the same time with a live phone in. No other broadcaster from that part of the world in West Africa does what Radio Biafra can do. Today we are in Manila, as was the case last night. We are broadcasting to the whole world. How many broadcasters can do what we can do? Is it because we don't sing our own praises all the time, or pay Nigerian journalists to write about us in very glowing terms, or ask Yoruba people to get you to try to listen to Radio Biafra? We are quietly sufficient. We are very, very aware of the fact that what we are doing cannot be done by other people. We have what other people don't have, because we are Biafrans. And God is with us. That is why we do what we do. Our transmitter is coming. Thanks to the people in Asia, we are going to get our transmitter. And then the earthquake will begin. Then the hurricane will begin. The tsunami will begin. Ezife said that something monumental. And then they will know in their next life, if they hear the word Biafra, they will run. We mean everybody. Those in Nigeria, those who are Igbo people, who are Ibibios, who are Efiks, who are everybody from within sabotaging this very effort, regardless if you're using the name of Biafra to do so or not, you are an enemy of the people. No amount of publicity will save you. No amount of trying to be close to the powers that be in Nigeria will save you. This is not an era of stunt. We are in Manila, and we are proudly proclaiming to everybody who is willing and able to listen that here in this city, there are Biafrans. Here, there are Biafrans. We didn't find them. They found us. And today, I had the unique privilege of addressing our people here in Manila. I had the while we are here, and that is where we are going to do everything humanly possible to make sure that the march towards the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra is uninterrupted, that nobody can impede it. Once again, that this is Radio Biafra. You must tell your friends that you're listening to us this very evening. Tell them that we are coming to the whole world live and direct from Manila in the Philippines. Yesterday, our telephone line didn't work and we didn't realize that on time. Today, we will continue to give you the number. +63 9052 890035. This number will be repeated throughout the program, that those of you in the Philippines may be able to call in. The number once again is +63 9052 890035. People are listening all over the world. We are welcoming them to our program. As always, it's very exciting. It is packed. We ask you to go and get your pen and your piece of paper. Radio Biafra is more than a radio station. It is a college. It is a university. It is a gathering of the saints. It is more than a church. Radio Biafra is more than a church because Biafra itself is our religion. We do nothing else apart from Biafra. We want to offer Biafra to God himself as sacrifice. That is why Biafra will be pure and very holy. We must take away every bad element within it that will stop the glory of God from getting to us. This is Radio Biafra. If I'm excited, it's because I have my brothers in the studio here in Manila. Not planned. We didn't plan it to see them. They looked for us and they found us. Sister, our two brothers are here, and as we will say where we come from, Hagen John Habondi Akamu, they will tell you who they are and where they come from. For me, I'm Nnam Dekano from Isiama Faruku Ibeku, in the place they call Umuahia. Umuahia is a name given to us by a white man. That is not my name. I'm from Ibeku. The white man said you're from Umuahia by lumping everybody together as they normally do. We are welcoming you. That this is your radio station, please. Chidera is with us, and so also our people here. We'll do ladies first. Chidera, you will acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra in every continent on this planet listening to us this very minute, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on the planet.
Thank you very, very much. Please, Barrister Imam Mezi, you will start by acknowledging our people who are in every country on this planet, please.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good evening, our fellow Biafrans, our friends, and those who have the interest of Biafrans at heart. And I also pass my greetings to those of our brothers sitting down there with you in the Philippines. Today is another edition of our broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. We now have these people here in the studio. One after the other, they will give you their names and where they come from, please.
My name is Aja Daniel Tuchupu. I'm from Ebonyi State, Ivo Local Government.
Thing to have. We have people all the time clamoring to be part of Radio Biafra broadcast. We have our people here from Ebonyi State. Our lines are still slightly intermittent, but we are working on it and we shall make it better. Please.
My name is Chukuma Alex Aja. I'm from Ishiago Ivo Local Government, Ebonyi State. I welcome you all to Radio Biafra tonight, this morning in Philippines. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to the program and stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Our people are here in the studios. You've heard from them. Barrister Mambes is in London and Chidera is in Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States. Chidera, please, you will give us the news headlines and accompanying summary, please, because this is Radio Biafra.
The news headlines. We're reporting today that a Ebesu Mighty Strike Force gives 7 days ultimatum to Muslims to leave Niger Delta. Dokibo, Fashehun, Owazrike, Al-Mustafa and others meet in Anambra State. After 15 years, Imo State University graduate, president rejects governor's demands. And lastly, federal government orders 53 gold-plated iPhones worth 649 million naira to commemorate the country's 53rd independence. Now the news in detail. A militant group in the Niger Delta code name, Ebesu Mighty Strike Force, has given 7 days ultimatum to the Muslim community in the area to leave, or else there would be massive attack on them. In an email message by the Joint Revolutionary Council to 247ureport.com, it said they are being compelled by the present Boko Haram missiles bombing in the country without verifiable developmental agitation, and the northern oligarchy to unseat a serving president in the country. According to the message, the tsunami of Boko Haram will not in its sweep skip the homes and interests of its promoters, active or passive, stressing that Boko Haram has been leaving bombs around churches and other places with clusters of the innocent souls. No section of this country is an embodiment of killing others. Muslims can't live in our land too if you test us. They further said the River State Governor, Mr. Rotimi Amaechi, should have a rethink on his stand against President Goodluck Jonathan within the 7 days, and warned the State Commissioner of Information, Mrs. Ibim Semenitari, to respect the office of the president as regards her defense to her boss, saying that they will visit them within the period. What we are going to spare them is to retract all statements made against the presidency, and then we have a talk, Commander Okiki warned. We have tested blood war during the days of agitation for equal rights. These Boko Haram live among you and praying in the same mosque, so they can't claim they don't know where the Boko Haram is in the north. The emergence of the notorious Boko Haram was premeditated and designed to blackmail and undermine the authority of the good in Nigeria, except from Muslim North. The release of Boko Haram co-founder Alhaji Ali Tishau by the police on the request by the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, and later vanished from detention is clear demonstration that the North is out to fight the president with the Islamic sect. Enough is enough with this sect to worry Mr. President. Go home and leave our land within this stipulated period. We, the Ebwesu Mightier Strike Force, have given you our word. We have killed, and we will not care to kill again if you dare us. Leaders of major ethnic militia group across the country met in Awka, Anambra State capital, on Thursday. Those who were part of the meeting included leaders of Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Alhaji Mujahid Asari Dokibo, Movement of the Actualization of Sovereign State of Biafra, Mazob, Chief Raf Wazirike, and that of the Yoruba Ethnic Militia, Odua People's Congress, Task Force son, Mohammed. Though the venue and the details of the proceedings of the meeting were not disclosed to newsmen, the group later stormed the palace of the traditional ruler of the ancient Nri Kingdom, His Majesty Eze Obidiegu Onyeso, in Anocha local government area. Speaking on behalf of the group, Al Mustafa told the traditional ruler that they were committed to strengthening the country's democracy, building bridges across the country, and promotion of peace, harmony, peace and security. At last, the Imo State University Teaching Hospital, Olu, has finally graduated 55 of its fifth set of medical doctors 15 years after. The correspondent gathered that the fresh medical graduates had spent not less than 15 years at the medical institution due to period of non-accreditation of the medical program, as well as strikes. At the oath-taking ceremony yesterday, a member of the Federal House of Ethics of the Profession, no fewer than 10,000 traders at the Bridgehead Drug Market, Onitsha, took over the Onitsha Enugu Expressway yesterday to protest the proposed federal government ban on sale of drugs in open market next year. The protesters, who were chanting anti-federal government songs, also carried placards with inscriptions such as "Southeast Governors, help us. If drug market is closed, it will lead to more crime." Over 10,000 eke out their livelihood from drug markets, and "Action Governor Peter Obi, help us," amongst others. Speaking on behalf of the traders, the caretaker committee chairman of Onitsha Patent and Proprietary Medicine Dealers Union, Mr. Kenneth Nwosu, said the planned policy of government would affect the livelihood of over 10,000 drug traders, their families, and extended family members. The Kao Baraje-led People's Democratic Party, PDP, National Working Committee, gave further indication of failure of peace talks. In a statement signed by the National Publicity Secretary of the faction, Eze Chukwuemeka Eze, it stated that the alleged belligerence of the Alhaji Bamanga Toko-led national leadership of the party towards genuine reconciliation would cost President Goodluck Jonathan victory at the 2015 presidential election. Although President Jonathan had not officially declared his intention to run for fresh term, the Kao Baraje faction listed Rivers, Kano, Sokoto, Adamawa, Kwara, Niger, and Kebbi as states where he would lose. Governor Rotimi Amaechi, Rabbi Kwankwaso, Aliyu, Abdul Fatai, Ahmed, Aliyu Babangida, Sule Lamido, and Mutala Nyako, respectively, were the aggrieved governors present at the declaration of the faction of the party the ultimate weekend. Sadio Dankikari of Kebbi State was, however, not present. Given its political arithmetic of voting strength of the state, the Baraje faction in the statement noted that no presidential election would be won without favorable votes from those states. The presidency yesterday rejected the demands by aggrieved governors as part of the terms to settle the people's democratic of Tuesday night's peace talks at the presidential villa Abuja. There were strong indications that that President Jonathan and aggrieved seven governors will meet again on Sunday to continue the peace talks. There was concern on alleged determination of some forces in the presidency to isolate River State Governor Rotimi Amaechi and make him a scapegoat of the crisis. The federal government has ordered 53 custom-made gold-plated iPhones from a United Kingdom-based company, Gold and Co., to commemorate the country's 53rd independence anniversary on October 1. A Bristol-born businessman based in Dubai, Mr. Amjad Ali, who runs the luxury goods firm, disclosed this in an interview with the Independent of London. I don't know what that means. He said Nigeria has joined his growing list of clients, which include royal families, governments, and minted customers across Russia, China, and the Middle East. 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Dera, for the news. Thank you very, very much. We welcome it. A lot seems to be happening. A lot seems to be happening in the zoo. And we are here to bring it to the attention of the world that this is Radio Biafra. You are either receiving us via www.radiobiafra.co, beliehumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. This is Radio Biafra. The news we are bringing you today is quite mind-blowing. It is astonishing. We don't even know where to start from. Nigeria is going to mark its 53rd birthday by importing gold-plated iPhones. That is not only the height of ostentation, it is the height of ignorance and stupidity. But it is Nigeria we are talking about. Nothing comes to any more to us as a surprise. People who are genuine about rescuing their own people is saying to Boko Haram that you can't keep killing Biafrans in the north. Egbesu Mightier Strike Force is saying that they are giving... The news is that Wazurike of Masop and other people are converging in Anambra State in Awka to hold a meeting. If you look at the headline, you will think that something important is about to happen. But on closer inspection, you will find out that they are actually championing for peace and unity in the country. Peace and unity, according to what Mustafa said. This news is quite unbelievable. To make sense of it, please, Chidera, give us this very news again. Read it out again so that people can understand. This Dokobo, Fashewu, Owazurike, Al Mustafa, others meet in Anambra. We want that very news. So that people will appreciate what we are talking. When we tell them that this man is the Satan stopping us from getting Biafra, people don't quite understand. You will read this news out again for people to hear, to understand it. Because I have nothing much to say on it. It is self-explanatory. They are talking about peace and harmony in Nigeria. If you look at the headline, you will think that freedom fighters are meeting to talk about carving up the zoo into its various component ethnicities. But what they are today talking about is how Mustafa came to the seat of Agungundi. Our people telling us about being in peace and harmony in one Nigeria. Unbelievable. Please, Chidera, read out this news again that our listeners may understand it and grasp the gravity of what we are reporting. Although we acknowledge the intermittency in our transmission today due to some difficulties with the Wi-Fi in this part of the world, the internet connection is not entirely fantastic. Please, you must bear with us. It keeps cutting. Please keep refreshing. They cannot stop us. Please, Chidera, give us this news once again, please, if you may.
Leaders of major ethnic militia groups across the country met in Awka, Anambra State Capital on Thursday. Those who were part of the meeting included leaders of Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Alhaji Mujahid Asari Dokubo, Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra Mazob, Chief Ralph Uwazurike, and that of the Yoruba Ethnic Militia, Oduwa People's Congress, Chief Fred Fashion. Also at the meeting were the former Chief Security Officer, CSO, to the late General Sani Abacha, Major Hamza Al-Mustafa, and Abacha's first son, Mohammed. Though the venue and the details of the proceedings of the meeting were not disclosed to newsmen, the group later stormed the palace of the traditional ruler of the ancient Irikindi democracy, building bridges across the country and promotion of harmony, peace and security. He pledged that they were charting a new course that would erase all manner of disaffection that had afflicted the nation.
Chidera, please hold on, please, Chidera, because we must make our people understand this. We must make them understand what is being done in their names. Speaking on behalf of the group, Al-Mustafa told the traditional ruler, in other words, he was standing in front of the traditional ruler, said that they, meaning, please read out the names of the people attending this meeting once again. They.
Who, their names are...
Yes.
Asari Dokubo, mm-hmm. Ralph Wazurike, mm-hmm. and Fred Fashion.
Thank you very much. They are saying, Al-Mustafa told the traditional that they, meaning these people mentioned, we are committed. Al-Mustafa was speaking on behalf of those of them that went to see His Royal Majesty. Peace, harmony, and security. Al-Mustafa speaking in a company where Uwazurike was in attendance, in front of an ancient throne in Igbo land, telling us that they, meaning Asare Dokubo, Fremi Fashewu, was Rike and himself, Al-Mustafa, Abacha's son was there also. I cannot begin to quantify or put into words the magnitude of the shamelessness, the magnitude of the abomination, the magnitude of the insanity that must have gone into convening this type of gathering in Igbo land. Unbelievable. Every day you think you've heard it all, and something like this strikes you. When we told people that this man is an ardent, is a criminal, they did not listen. What he has done is to go and bring Al-Mustafa, the traditional ruler. That day, meaning Asare Dokubo, Wazurike and Fremi Fashewu, we are committed to strengthening the country's democracy, building bridges. Oh, Wazurike was there, he was saying this. Strengthening the country's democracy. Which country are we talking about? Nigeria. When I told you this man went to President Jonathan and they had a uniform, people didn't believe it. I told you, we told you, everything we tell you on Radio Biafra is correct. It may sound fantastic in the beginning, but ultimately events will bear out that we've been telling you the truth. This is what we are faced with. People without shame, people without honor, people without integrity. That is how bad and sad things are. We don't know where to start from, to be quite honest with you. People are graduating 15 years after they started school. 15 whole years. They could not accredit Imo State University Medical College, but every useless Yoruba and Hausa University has an accredited medical school. The same position, but the ones belonging to the Hausa Fulani people are fit. Despite the fact that Hausa Fulani people will only need to score 2 out of 150 to qualify to go to school. This is what is happening in a country where adjectives have lost their meaning, because people have no shame and no honor. We recognize what the Egbesu Mightier Strike Force is trying to do. There are people that say, oh, Niger Delta people are not for Biafra. Go and read their statement. Everybody knows it's Igbos who are being killed in the north. They said, our people are being killed in the north. These are Egbesu Mightier Strike Force, not Masop, saying, our people, O-U-R is English language, our people are being killed in the north. Who have been killed enough? Don't we know these are Igbo people? Egbesu, Mighty Eng for Biafra are busy trying to make Nigeria one. Not what we said, because people will say, oh, this is what you're saying is an accusation. Owazurike accompanied Al Mustafa Mohammed, the son of Sani Abacha, Asare Dokubo, and Frederick Fashion to go and stand in front of the throne at Agopunri and say, we are committed, we, including Owazurike, to strengthening the country's democracy, building bridges across the country, and promotion of peace, harmony, love, and security. I have nothing else to say, to be honest. I will pass on to Barrister Mamezu. Hopefully the barrister is listening attentively. Barrister, please try and make sense of what you are presenting, because I cannot make sense of it. I have lost my bearing, because black is now white, white is now black, blue is now green, and green is yellow. The truth has been turned upside down. And what my question is, why is it that our people are receptive of evil or beginning Nigeria and Apathy in your jaw? They are strengthening the country's democracy and building bridges. A country is importing gold-plated iPhones, not even in Sodom and Gomorrah, with such decadence take place. We are talking about 15 years for people to graduate from Imo State University. River State continues to play the key role of the preeminent harlot, dancing to the tune being played by Hausa Fulani people. Chibika Amaechi will die in the process of what he's doing. Sir Wiwa died. He should know that. He too is going to die. The Hausas will use him and kill him off. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Thank you very much. And Chidera, thank you also with the news. And of course, nothing is surprising. But Director, as usual, I will take a different spin to what we're hearing about Sare Dokubo, Owazurike, and all the Northerners, including the Yorubas, who are trying to make peace and build democracy. I would not say that that is the case. No matter what the Northerners and the Hausas and the Fulanis offer Sare Dokubo, that of course is a sellout. There is no way he can come back to us so quickly and so easily. What they are trying to preach, because Sare Dokubo has already told them, good luck will be there till the year 2019, and that guy is not moving back. I am not very sure if they are talking about peace and harmony and strengthening of democracy. Ababangida and Obasanjo have used those people to see if they can make this guy a bit calm in order to come back into power. But you will hear by next week. By the way, his people are threatening the Northerners to leave Ijo land and go back to their home land, or else they will see fire. This is exactly the same thing the Boko Haram we are telling the Igbos, and they are killing us. These guys have told them, giving them 7 days, and you will see what will happen. The Asare Dokubo people do not take pride. They will rather go and kill themselves. Owazurike might go there to listen, to show that he is part of it. He hasn't got much to contribute. Take it from me, by next week, you will hear Asare Dokubo saying something clearer than what you're hearing today. But we can take the happiness that his people have issued a critical announcement telling the Northerners to leave, and you will see what will happen. About the university in Imo State, you've already said it out. The Northerners will always marginalize. The end game is coming. They are bringing a new ploy. Why will the university be accredited now? Why are they graduating Imo State students now, after 15 good years, even if they are studying three times the profession they are going for? Why would it last 15 years? I could remember 3 or 4 weeks ago, Chidera was saying that in Nigeria, of course, I don't know the politics and all the educational system over there, saying that you can stay at the university for 8 years, 9 years, studying as a medical doctor. Now, 15 good years, Hausa, Fulani, oligarchy ruling to carry on. This is the reason for the bribery. It's not because they are trying to graduate them. When was it? About 2 weeks ago, they awarded those Hausa, Fulani students to go abroad to study. While Nigeria, that zoological country, has been, their students have not been studying for the past 7-8 months, if not more than that, because the teachers are not paid. Now they are trying to graduate Imo State. Director, you can see that is the reason why they are doing that. It's all for the continuation, so that we will carry on being subjugated, we will carry on being submissive in our own land. Director, please do not be upset like I do sometimes, because if it was Rike and Asare Dokobo and a few other individuals are going to speak to strengthen and to democratize whatever is happening over there, it is not part of Biafra. It's only few individuals. So don't be worried about those who are trying to make peace. Of course, you know that Uwazuga has been well fed and well looked after. He's part of those Ife or whatever his name. So and Nwabweze, you always find few of them who are complying and listening to the houses, because of course they are well fed and well looked after. But we cannot be corrupted. We cannot move away from our pursuit. Affect us. It will not change our views. It will not change our face. We have a particular agenda, which is the restoration of Biafra, and we cannot be turned back from that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. What we are presenting today is quite enormous. Its enormity necessitates the repeat of the headlines as we go along. Chidera, please, if you're there, I would ask you to try and come back and give us the headlines once again, that we may be kept abreast of what is going on. Chidera, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I need the headlines once again, please. The headlines, the world must hear it for them to appreciate the magnitude of what you are presenting to them. If you can, if you don't, then I'll return to you later for it.
Yeah,
we'll come back to you. Let's go and take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. For us, we are in Manila in the Philippines, and our people are here. Can you hear me? I don't think they can. I don't think they can hear us. I don't think so. This is Radio Biafra. Please, my dear brothers, you will give us your names once again, and then you tell us if you have anything to contribute to what we are presenting this evening, please.
My name is Chukwuma Alex Aja from Ishago Ivo Local Government, Ebonyi State. For the news to tonight, this morning in Philippines, I believe it's a Nigeria movie, it's not a Biafra news. So, Biafra news, I'm going to give everyone Biafra news. This is Nigeria news. So, this is not Biafra news.
Yes.
Biafra news is, how are we going to get our transmitter? People from Brazil, I throw my question to you guys. People from Netherlands, and people from here, Philippines. This is my question to you guys. We are all over the world listening to Radio Biafra, but people at home are not listening to Radio Biafra. How are we going to do that? That is my question to you guys, Biafra. For the news tonight, it's not a Biafra news. It's news.
When are we going to get our transmitter? Our brother Chukwuma is asking, from here in Mali. They are here. They found us and they took us to our people. Indeed, they have demonstrated one in number. And for their effort in finding us and taking us to our people, we've had to give them our badge that we give to people that hosted Radio Biafra. It is not something we spread around all over the place, but we had to give it to them because of what they did. Nobody from here called us yesterday. Little did we know that our lines were not working. But they found me where I was, came and picked me up, and we went and saw our people. We addressed them today. What is the name of that place we went to today, please?
Las Pinas.
We went to Las Pinas from here in Manila to go and address our people. We saw the founder, or we met the founder of Ohaneze here. We also met the chairman of the Igbo meeting here, Chief Alex Onukogho. Is the founder of Ohaneze. He is going to work for Biafra full time. The topic of that meeting is how Philippines can be organized and made as formidable as Malaysia, Thailand, and China. Therefore, our trip to this Philippines was a resounding success because we met our people. There was a lot of debate, people we are talking, people we agitated, a lot of questions we are asked, and we managed to deal with all of them. That once again, Biafra may take true root here in the Philippines. We are very, very pleased. We are delighted that our people are making progress. And the fact that they looked for us and found us. The fact that they came to find me where I was and said that our people must be met, they must be seen. That is why we are very, very pleased with them. And that is why we can announce to the world that Biafrans are in the Philippines. Especially here in Manila. There are indeed Biafrans, we can tell you that. Let us go and take this call. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning.
Good morning from the Philippines. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Chidi Ekanyawo from China.
Chidi Ekanyawo from China. This is Radio Biafra and we are broadcasting from the Philippines. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Director Nnamdi, I thank you. I thank God for joining me to the Philippines.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to comment on the issue of was weekend meeting with the Oduduwas and the Asare Dokoko.
Yes. Hey, Kanyawo, please do me a favor and stay where you are. Don't go away. We'll come back. Let's take this call on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Echezona. I'm calling from Moscow.
Echezona from Moscow.
Russia, from Russia.
From Russia. Please go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Give us. Go on and say what you want to say. We can hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Please continue. And raise your voice, please. Continue. We are listening.
Okay. Like I was saying, it is very, very clear that Owazriki have totally lost focus.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I can't imagine a freedom fighter meeting with the Hausas, who is our arch enemy, and Yorubas, who is also our arch traitors. I'm talking of one Nigeria or how to make Nigeria very, very good for them. I think Owazirike is the main enemy that we have in this struggle. Day after day, I keep reading and seeing news about Owazirike, which is very, very, very uncomfortable. I think this man should be uprooted. He is not equal to this struggle. I think we should let him know that he is no longer needed in this struggle. Let him go and fight for one Nigeria. That is his goal.
But can't you see that they are preparing him to fight us? Don't you know that? We told you that Masop will be the people that will take up arms again. They will be the ones that Nigerian government will give them guns and ammunition to come and fight us. Go and write it down somewhere because it's going to happen. Please go ahead.
You are very, very correct. If you can permit me, I can handle the case. I can take this man down. This man is very, very, very... is not good for us. It's not good for us in this struggle. He is the main arch in our enemy that we have, and we must eliminate him.
It's very sad. Very, very sad that a man who started this modern phase of the struggle, at least back home, of course, it was Ikejiani in Canada that started the whole movement. But this man came up in 1999 very courageously and announced to the world that Biafra is here. He went to prison. He suffered. He was denied his liberty. And given all the respect and accolade that is due a freedom fighter, somewhere along the line, this man derailed and joined the enemy. This man is now part of our enemies, and he is here campaigning for the unity of one Nigeria. In the presence of Al Mustafa, a Hausa person, in the presence of Muhammad Abacha, in the presence of Fashion, this man allowed our killers, this man allowed those that deported us from Lagos, this man allowed the sponsors of Boko Haram killing our own people.
I could remember the support our people gave to this man in 2002. My people was traveling from my village to Akegwe, the old people there, I can remember. But throughout my days, I never trusted that man. I know that man is a crook. And he's very, very clear to us now. I hate this man to Ashraf. I hate him to Ashraf. I wish I can kill him now.
That will be between him and his God. I want God to set an example with him so that any other person coming out like him will learn a very bitter lesson.
Director, I think we don't need to put everything in the hands of God. We need to take some action by ourselves. This man should be eliminated, not God. You know, God is a very merciful God. If you leave him in the hands of God, God might forgive him, but I don't think we should forgive as well. This man has caused a lot of damage than good.
That is true, of course. That is true. And thank you very much.
The main obstacle we have here in China, whenever I talk to people, they will say, is this not Mazok? This man is not.
Radio Biafra, we are coming to you live, unadulterated, and direct from Manila in the Philippines. Our people are here. We can remind our listeners as to who is in the studios of Radio Biafra here in Manila. Please, one after the other, that they may know that we have people here. That indeed, there is one lady number here in the Philippines. Please go ahead.
My name is Daniel Tuchupu from Ebonyi State, Ivoloka Government area. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. They are more interested in Biafra than in, they said it's Nigerian news that we are presenting. They want the Biafra news. And I don't blame them for that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you are. For us, this is Radio Biafra from Manila in the Philippines, please.
Good morning, our director, Namode Kano. This is Okudere Joseph Rude. I'm calling from China.
The Chinese people are wonderful people. The Biafrans are indeed in China. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I use this opportunity to greet all the Biafrans there in Philippine Manila and all the Biafrans all over the world. I just want to comment on the issue of yesterday's broadcast, because I just came back from travel. I slept off, so I couldn't listen to the live broadcast. But I want to tell all the Biafran, wherever you are, any issue concerning Wazirike should not take our time. Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening to you, please, because I can hear you, so is the whole world. Please go ahead.
I don't want anything issue of Wazirike to take our time. The most important thing we need is our transmitter. One person cannot stand before we, because Wazirike is just I call him is a breeze. Just take him out and go where we are going. So, but what I want to comment is concerning the man called one native doctor called Zife or whatever he called. I want to tell all the Biafran, wherever you are, very soon they will call for national conference. And likewise, all these Professor Mwabeze them, all those old shameless Igbo politicians, they are the one going to represent themselves, not we Biafrans. So please, we need to hurry up about our transmitter to get it ready before any national conference. Because that place is there where they continue selling our birthright to Radio Biafra. Professor Mothers and Co. and all of them, they are listening to Radio Biafra. Wherever they are, let them pay attention. Whosoever said the birthright of Biafrans, whosoever correct Ghana must go from Nigerian government, trying to speak whatever rubbish he wants on behalf of Biafrans. I want you to know that this time is not time of we speak and leave it. But now, whatever you speak against us, we go after you and your family. We are everywhere all over the world. Even if you have sent your children or your people abroad, we know where we'll find them. They will never escape. So what I'm trying to plead for every Biafran, wherever you are, contribute on this transmitter. Let us get it ready before any national conference. Let people hear where we stand, that we are not interested in any national conference. We are not interested in any one Nigeria. And we are going to warn them that whatever they are going for national conference, they are going for their own family, not for the Igbos, not for the Biafrans. So please, Philippine, all our people in Philippines, all over the world, whatever you have, contribute. It's a kind of you are going giving offering. If you can go for the less privileged and give them, why can't you bring out what you have to save many souls in that zoo? Why can't you bring what you have to help those that are killed by Hausa Fulanis? So please, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are, contribute as little as you can. Even where you are doubting or what people are saying that is due for whatever. It's not everything that might get on air that you get, you never achieve all the things you get. Sometimes you lost. But sacrifice on this transmitter. Let's see what will happen. Thank you, Namdi. Thank God for the safe journey. Granted you to down Philippine Manila. May God bless all dear friends wherever we are.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. And thank you very much for your wonderful call. Our people don't understand. Because most of, if we don't have the transmitter, Nigeria will see the handwriting on the wall. They will convene a national conference attended by MASOP. And they will tell you that Biafra is coming. Don't worry, we are going there to negotiate for Biafra. Go to Awuhunezi. And that will miss our golden opportunity. And that will be gone. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. That is why our transmitter is key. It is key. And we must have it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Raise your voice. This is Radio Hello. Biafra. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. The line is not very clear. They are waiting to hear their own voice. It's saying the call is coming from the zoo. It is Nigeria, which is another word for zoo. That is where the call is coming from. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is nearly 3 a.m. here in Manila in the Philippines. It is 8 p.m. in London and also in Biafra land. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Namde. This is Festus Nwaka calling from Italy.
Festus Nwaka calling from Italy. This is Radio Biafra and we are in the Philippines.
Yes, I know that you are in the Philippines. Thank God that you are in the Philippines and we give glory to God. Namdi, I told you before, this is my second time of speaking with you. I told you before that you will see me face to face. If you remember me, Namdi, please, I want you to tell me who was Rike and Soko, all those people, who they don't want to go and see in Anambra State. Please, I want to know.
They went to go, I will tell you the full name of the man they went to see. That is why I don't like all these crowned heads, all these royal this and royal that. This is the custodian of our people, the spiritual head of the entire Igbo family. Because Agogunri, in fact, Ikenga is our spiritual home. They transferred it to Agogunri, but we can, that's a debate for another day. The man they went to see is Eze Obidiegu Onyesen, the Inri Enwe Nana, the second in Anocha local government area of Anambra State. Can you hear me?
Now. Yeah, I can hear you now. That man, the way to go and see, as the so council, what is his position in Biafra land?
He is a mere traditional ruler of Unri people. He's a traditional ruler appointed by a state governor. So he doesn't speak for Igbo people, not even for the entire Unri people. Because the governor can take your staff of office away from you, you cease to...
So use all those sheep, Ghana Mugwe people to represent themselves, not the Brahmins. But then... I just want you to know, and I want every Philippians and the Malaysians, the Asia continent, to know that we, the Europe, we are getting ready. We, the Europe, the Italy, Germany, and so on. We are prepared because we have in our own meeting one after the other. So we want the Philippines to please and hold on to their own and let them know that we, the Europeans, we are one. Don't let us listen to what is happening there, because then we choose the Wazirike and so on and so forth to the present of what we cannot allow them to happen. We are standing Nambi.
Yes.
But I must thank God that we are going to get that transmission, if they like it or not. Will we get it, and it will stand. And when we go back home, we will let them know this is what we have and this is what we are going to do. But then, I still kept to your promise that I promise you that you will see face to face, because you don't know me. The way you know me, you will know that there are men that are eager to get that brother today, tomorrow.
Yes.
So, Nandi, I thank God that you are standing on your word. You see, let me tell you one thing. You see, she's there. Then the whole world will be coming. Nobody can say that. You use your life from the origin. Think of your age now and think when you start to be doing good things. And you will know that it's starting from the origin. Not that you just migrate on it. It is God's blessing and it's God's doing. So keep on your job. We are with you. As I promised, I will surely do my own. That is all. Thank you. And I greet all my friends and brothers in Malaysia that they, in Philippines. They should do well. We are hearing them. God will bless all of you. Thank you very much, Nandi.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. I am at liberty. I have been given the permission to release the number of our leader here in the Philippines, so that anybody who wants to get in touch with him, because we want to coordinate the entire Philippines. We want everybody to be answerable to a central body, to a central authority. There are two people that you are at liberty to contact. The first person you will contact is Chief Alex Onukog, who is the founder of Ohanaeze here. He gave me an almanac, which I shall take to London with me and onward to Biafra land. And also our dear brother and the president of the Igbo community here in the Philippines. His name is Udechukwu Ohere. Please, if you want to know what you can do to be a part of these very people and what they are doing, please, this number will be with Ikechukwu Eniago. Ikechukwu Eniago will make it available to you. Ikechukwu Eniago is in Malaysia. He is not only the coordinator for Malaysia, he is also the coordinator of coordinators. In other words, he oversees the setting up of the respective consultative councils in each and every country on this planet Earth where you have Biafrans. If you want to get the number of these two people, and you are from the Philippines, you will need to contact Ikechukwu of the entire Philippines, so that they may partake in what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nnamdi Kanu. Good evening.
Good evening.
Charles, I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy, please go ahead. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
I've been following Radio Biafra since, I think, 4 months now, 3-4 months. I've been listening to every program. At first I thought it's just something that one of these things that comes up in Nigeria, it comes and grows. Well, I was following it with interest, and I must commend you. I like what you've done. I like what you're doing. I pray that God gives you the strength to continue. You've given people like us, young, Biafrans, people that already know about the war from what our parents told us or what we read on the internet. You've given us at least some pride and dignity to be able to talk about ourselves to our friends and to say, yeah, this is where we come from. This is just like yesterday you talked about pride and dignity, being and things that make up a people or a nation. And which is something we don't have right now in Nigeria. I I want to contribute. I want to I've been standing on the or sitting on the fence all this while. I've been just following it, monitoring what's going on, listening. And today I thought, like, okay, it's real, it is not. I think I just want to say thank you. You've given people like us hope. You've given us pride, and you've given us confidence. And I pray that God continues to give you the strength.
Thank you very much. Pray to God to give us transmitter. Anybody pray, you should pray to God to give us transmitter.
We'll contribute in our own little way. I'll contribute. It's a pledge for me. I would go on the site and I would try and contribute something.
Please do so.
We'll just put this whole movement in prayer and hope that God is on our side and would make it by His grace.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother, for calling. We have Barrister Mamezu. We still have him with us. We're getting a lot of calls from Italy today, which is a good thing. The struggle is getting closer and closer to home. The fire we have ignited in the Far East in Asia, the fire we have set in Malaysia, in Thailand, in China, and now even in the Philippines, will burn all the way through Europe into our land. Our people are waiting for us to come and deliver them, and we cannot afford to let them down. Many people started this way. They said, oh, we didn't believe you people when you started. That is why we say, watch and see. Even those that have said evil with their mouth or their tongue have spoken out of turn, all of them will come to bow, because we have something that other people do. Even Babangida only now is recognizing what Radio Biafra has been saying. You cannot found any society on lies. You can only keep deceiving people up onto a while. After that, you'll be found out and revealed. Go and ask Owazirike, he will tell you. He has been exposed. Abagi Oto, for the sham that he is, he's been exposed. We hope that nobody is ringing or nobody's phone is ringing. Barrister Mamezu is with us and is still with us. Please, Barrister, what do you make of the contributions from our people all over the world, especially those of them from Italy?
Well, Director, as you know, people from China, people in Malaysia, people in Philippines, and also people from Germany, India, Australia. We have had our people calling all over the place, even from Russia. So people in Italy, they should hasten up, because from London to Italy is just a stone throw. They should come out as, forget those in America who are kind of looking in and watching from the window.
And Barrister, if you will please excuse me, please stay on the line. Stay where you are, please, Barrister. We must take this call because our listeners are more important. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello.
Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening.
This is Sunday calling from Belgium.
Sunday, what is your surname? Sunday. Can you hear hand again?
Hello?
What is your surname? What is your father's name? Not sorry, what is your father's name?
Sunday Ejike.
Sunday Ejike from Belgium, please go ahead.
Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank God for joining me here. And also, I want to also thank you for wonderful job you are doing. And because today there's something that baffles me, because I was going through the website. I'm hearing that Dokubo and Wazika and other people, they're having a conference about peace in Nigeria. What exactly, I don't really understand. If the guy is fighting for one Nigeria or he wants, because last time I listened to his speech, he said that they want to go. He's not in Nigeria.
Who said I'm not a Nigerian? Who said?
Dokubo, he said he's not a Nigerian. He never accepted that he's a Nigerian. So yeah. Now, why they call him for this conference and he went? So that's one thing I don't understand.
because he blows hot and cold. He said, we must not misunderstand him. He said that their priority is to make sure that their own son, who is good Lord Jonathan, stays in office for another 4 years after 2015. That's what he's saying. So as long as good Lord Jonathan is there, they are all Nigerians. Until Jonathan leaves, then who knows what they're going to do? So there is no, I find no contradiction in what he's doing. He never came out open. He fought for resource control. We must know that the Niger Delta Volunteer Force fought for resource control. Yeah. They did not fight to break away from Nigeria. We must not confuse these two things. They are fighting for money. We are fighting for freedom. They are fighting for money. Boko Haram is fighting for money. Nobody knows what to do. The White People's Congress are fighting for. Only God knows, because I don't know what they're fighting for. If you know, you tell me. How the canon gorodo? Nobody knows what Yorubas are fighting for. They will always fight and complain and gossip about something. Nobody knows what they are fighting for. But for us, we are very clear as to what we are pursuing. We are pursuing
for Biafra now. He's fighting for Nigeria.
Of course, it's very clear. They said it there, that we are here. When is English language? When a Hausa person said we are here, is all of them he's referring to talk about peace and unity and harmony and love in Nigeria? Uwazirike was there. Did he get up and say, no, that's not why I'm here? I brought you to this royal father because I bought him a cow. I gave him 5 million to make me the Ezibo Buruburu. This is the man that Uwazirike gave money to. Uwazirike gave him 5 million hard-earned money contributed by MASOP members, or he can say some of the money he got from Nigeria. He gave this man 5 million. Is he denying it? Is this particular Eze denying it? Go and tell him that's what we said at Radio Biafra. Let him deny it, and I'll tell him the date and the day the money was given to him.
No, I believe you. I believe you. Because when he says something, when Radio Biafra says something, after 2 weeks, you see that thing is real. So now, another thing I want to say that, please, like here, people are too reluctant here. Like, there's somebody here that's connecting people, coordinating here, Kingsley Wankwa. This man has been, you know, traveling to Brussels, to Ghent, to Antwerp, to tell all Biafrans here, let us be together and support this Radio Biafra and also the transmitter. But when you are telling people, you know, I just come here and I was one deal. Some people will tell you, for the guy taking a hand, how was the passport, or was the Elbatra. But most of them came to this Europe through Libya or Morocco. But now they feel that they are here, they are okay here. Even in this Belgium fight war to spend for 10 good years to get their freedom. This small Belgium they are enjoying today. They fight war with Spain to get their freedom. But if you are telling them about Biafra here, I don't know, maybe like the way you have been traveling, maybe you come here, we'll invite you here so that we are not doing anything here. We are just here, just suffering here. But some people, I don't know, I've been in Europe here for long. I'm tired of going home, but where are you going? After about nine years, I went to my town. Now I spent only 3 days in my father's land. They are telling me to go because they will come and kidnap me.
Exactly.
And after 3 days, they come and kidnap my neighbor. That man paid 4 million naira. After 3 days, he died. So if I'm going now, where am I going? Maybe they think that I came with $100 million. They will come and kidnap me. So we need to fight. Go home and fight. I'm ready. This man, Kingsley Wankwa, have been calling people, going around, traveling around, even some telling people in Ghent, in Brussels, in Antwerp. But I don't know what is strong here. So I will tell you, they're only here fighting for Igbo Shaman or Lo Shaman. Please, I thank you for a wonderful job you are doing. God will bless you and bless their fans.
Thank you very much. Amen. I say amen to that. You will remain on the line because what is happening in Belgium is not incurable. There is no disease we cannot cure. Even despite the fact that we castigate the Americans, after all, Ekwenche is there. The spiritual guiding, the guiding life of our struggle is Ekwenche, as encapsulated in the speeches and in the wise lectures of Dr. Justin Akujieze. They are in the United States. When we talk about the U.S., we know that there are a few that have been saved already in the United States of America, of which Ekwenche is one of them. Ekwenche is in this struggle. They are leading it. They started it, and we expect them to play their role, and they will. When we went to America, a lot of people thought they did not come out because they were afraid. There is nothing we cannot fix. Anywhere Radio Biafra goes to, there is light in it. We will bring light to Belgium. They will listen to reason. If they are born of Igbo, only those born of Hausa people or Yoruba men. Anybody that you preach Biafra to, as I told them today, here in this wonderful place called Manila, a third world country, but there is light, that you have, you cannot hear the sound of a generator here. They have nothing. There is nothing in Philippines as natural resources that they sell. But here, the roads are good. Here, as poor as they are, there is light 24 hours every blessed day. What we are saying to those of them in Belgium is this, my dear brother, tell them in Belgium that unless you are fathered, unless your father is not an Igbo person. I asked them today here that how come you believe in autonomous community? There is no community that is not autonomous in Igbo land. The only, when we tell people something, they should go and research. The only place on this earth where the word autonomous is used to describe people is only in Igbo land. Autonomous community. Why did we insist on using that word, autonomous community? It's because we want to be free. You want to be autonomous from your neighbor, but you don't want Biafra to be autonomous from Nigeria. It makes no sense. It is inconsistency. And we can't allow it to continue. Because we are Biafrans, we believe in the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and that is why Radio Biafra will and must remain incorruptible. People want us to go and they want to deny us the transmitter so we can go to politicians to buy it for us and compromise us. They are joking. We can never do that. We will get this transmitter even in the midst of cynicism. It must come. Any problem we confront, we defeat it. We don't run away from it. That is why we will defeat the cynicism of our people. We will defeat their apathy. And we will march on relentlessly towards Biafra. That reminds me that on the 14th, which is a few days, which is tomorrow basically, in this part of the world, on the 14th, many things will happen in Malaysia. In Kuala Lumpur, things will not be able to tell you what that thing is. But Malaysia is about to assume their rightful preeminence in this very struggle. People don't understand why I like Malaysia so much or why I love them so much. On Saturday, they will tell the world why Malaysia is different from any other place, up to and including London itself. That is where we come from. That is where Radio Biafra was founded. But there is something unique about Malaysia. They are great people. Everybody in Malaysia is out. Everybody. If you belong to Nigeria Union before, you belong to Igbo Union, all of them are out. Everybody who is everybody in Malaysia are out in support of what Radio Biafra is doing. And on Saturday, the results will be announced to the world for everyone to know why anytime somebody says I'm from Malaysia, you will bow. Ikechukwu Enyeago and his team did something marvelous, something miraculous, which only the presence of Radio Biafra helps to augment. We have people in Malaysia. Everybody in Malaysia must come out on the 14th. If you are somebody, it is a gathering of who is who in Malaysia in support of what we are doing. We are going to remember our people, even those that they killed. Malaysia is rising and every other person must take notice. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, hello.
It seems you cannot hear us. We are returning to Barrister Mamezu, whom we unceremoniously disengaged his conversation because we had to go and take a call from Belgium. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamezu, please. You will recognize what our people are trying to do in Malaysia.
Yes,
go ahead.
Thanks for getting back to me. Yeah, before I lose my thoughts, let me go back briefly to this Wazrik issue. Somebody whispered to me that we should make sure that Asare Dokubo should know who Wazrik is, so that he does not corrupt that man. I understand you say he blows hot and he blows cold. He's somebody that could be reckoned with. Wazirike has no sympathy from us because he's betrayed us and carried on still betraying us. People should let Asare Dokubo know that Wazirike is not somebody to do business with. Otherwise, he will tell the guy that he's been looked after by the Hausa Fulani cattle rearers, and then the guy could be bought over, but I doubt it. But a note of warning should be sounded to Asare Dokobo. Beware of that guy, because he is not with us. He's not with us.
Thank you, Barrister. You will stay where you are as we go to take this call. Please remain where you are. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello, this is Echezona from Moscow, Russia. I've been calling, but the line is too bad. Please, can you give me another second line? Maybe I can try. Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm calling from Moscow. I'm calling from Russia.
But your voice is clear, Russia. So you can proceed. We can hear you very well, please. Can you continue what you want to say, please? Continue.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Please, hello? Continue. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he cannot hear us. We continue what you're saying. And sure. I will stay here until you finish, because you have jinxed the line. Until you finish what you're saying, nobody else can call. Please continue.
Thanks, Director. Yeah, what I want to say, you said this AZ that they went to meet, who is part of the conspiracy for threatening and threatening democracy in that zoological country called Nigeria. Has this man ever been heard of, ever before?
Yes, he has. I will tell you who he is. This is the man who collects money for all the Ezes you're seeing. Ezendibo in Chicago. Ezendibo in Mexico. He is the one responsible, because he organized the homecoming of our people who are from Virginia in the United States. The African Americans who believed they were taken from our land and went there, they came back to Ali Igbo. They came to his place. This is the man, because when we say something, people should write it down and go and investigate. After a while, you come back and say, oh, I'm sorry for doubting you. You said the truth. Owazuke gave this man 5 million naira, gave him 5 cows, so that this man can place his hand on his head. The person that took Owazuke to this man is the guy that owns Rojeni, the Grishin Dibo, for Owazuke to be crowned as Igbo Buruburu the second, after Ojukwu. This was the man that put that cap on Owazuke. Go and ask this man. Say that Radio Biafra said that he collected. If he doubts it, we will tell him the teller number with which he used to clear the money.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Director. So, this man who is part of our team. So, for me, I don't think the man doesn't exist. So, when you hear people who are one-sided collecting money from those who support that zoo, whenever you hear their name, don't give too much speech on their behalf, because for us, they don't exist. Before I forget, for a very long time, I've never heard from our Biafran American, Freddy Hunter. Is he still all right, or have you heard from him?
No, I have not heard from Freddy Hunter, and I've asked him. Even Clifford Iranya, our dear brother, has been trying to make contact with him for a very long time. We want to know that he's well. We know he's an old man. He's not a spring chicken anymore. Of course, he's young at heart. We want to know that Freddy Hunter is well. We'll also try and speak to our brother Moses Wigwe, with whom he has been in regular contact with. Please, Freddy Hunter, if you are listening, the world is worried about you. Our people are worried. Please get in touch with Clifford Iranya, who lives in Houston, United States. He is a Biafran. Clifford Iranya is a genuine and true Biafran, and one that you can go into battle with, and he will not let you down. In the same vein, even Barrister Mamezu here, who has offered you a piece of land somewhere in Owerri, is waiting for you to make contact. Please, the land is for free. Don't let people deceive you and say Mamezu will charge you money. No, he wants you to come home. The land is for free. A Mamezu will give you a piece of land in Owerri to build a house. Please, it is important that you do so. We recognize your contribution, your love for your people. You traced your ancestry back to Igbo land. It is not easy. You are a man of honor, of integrity, and of courage, and God will bless you and keep you until we get Biafra, because you are very, very important to us. He's important to us. Barrister, please, I must take this call, if you permit me. Thank you very much. Let us remind our listener. We have a caller on the phone. Speak up, or everyone. Yeah. I told you, Jordan.
I'm calling from Nigeria.
My. The line is not good. He's saying he's calling from Nigeria, but the number showing here is a different number altogether. Please, if you've been calling us on Skype, we've not taken your call, do forgive us. We are going to start taking them from now. We will take them from now. Please, let us go and take this one before we go to the caller on Skype. Please stay where you are. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello. My name is Lubisi Madukwe. I'm calling from Malaysia.
The wonderful people of Malaysia. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Brother Nnamdi, I must commend you on your good work you have been doing, which God has been using you to do. I know if it's by your power, you can do nothing, but it's by the grace of God that which He has given you, and you are using it to serve your father's land. It was quite unfortunate. I called throughout yesterday to comment on one thing I had that is burning my mind throughout yesterday, about the young man who said you came to US and you could just deceive them that we here in Malaysia that we don't have sense and all that. I want to send a message across to that idiot. Let me call him idiot because he's an idiot. I want to send a message across to him that he is a disaster that needs to be conquered. For him to call people in Malaysia names and also call you that God has been using to see that we are free from a horrible country that I went to just April and everywhere was horrible. And for him to use such language on you, he is the worst fool I have ever had from in my entire life. So finally, Gondambi, I must say, God will continue to guide you, protect you, and give you maximum security because I know there are war ahead. But God, in His infinite mercy, will grant you long life and for you to be successful in this effort. And also, I also want to thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I'm talking about Carol Monday. She was not feeling very well a while ago. Anybody who can should please send her a message of some sort. She was admitted into hospital. And luckily, she's been discharged from it. Please, if you can send her a message, I'll be welcome. Barrister Mamuz is with us. Also, our dear sister, Chidera Akabu, and every other Biafran, we understand. Please, Chidera, you will tell us who lost his mother. One of us, the mother died, and we want to announce it on air and pay our deepest respect and condolences to this very dear brother, a fighter and a Biafran. Please, we want his real name so we can announce it on the air. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Is Dr. Gemba with us?
Yes, I am with you.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are in the Philippines.
Yes, I want to use this opportunity to not to waste too much time in thanking you for the work you've been doing and all the nations and the brothers in the Far East that has been hosting you. That's a very wonderful work they have done, and what you did and what the Philippines, those in Philippines did to their work. The aspect I want to touch about this so-called ethnic militia group meeting in Oka is the aspect that then went to Nri, the ancient kingdom of Igbo land. That is the aspect of it that I am not comfortable with. I cannot imagine the Sultan of Sokoto receiving this type of people. I cannot imagine the Oni of Ife and some other ancient kingdoms in the Yoruba land that is revered that will be receiving these people, because they are not such a group of people that warrant a visit to the kingdom. This is the type of visit that need to be accompanied. Someone needs to take them. But for the fact that the kingdom has been politicized and corrupt, this the holder of this stool now, the person sitting on this stool, has allowed himself to be corrupted and politicized to the point that Uwazirike, as a matter of fact, Uwazirike is not fit to even hold the staff of office of this INRI. But because of this material acquisition, because of this hunger for money, this man has stooped so low, forgetting the position he is occupying, forgetting the seat he is occupying, not just himself, but the INRI kingdom. That is the origin of the Igbo race. And he is a figure, an ordinary figure head sitting on that stool. He forgot all these things and allowed himself and the stool and the kingdom to be defected from the north to come to. How did they enter there in the first place? Uwazirike allowed them in. Now, you have pointed out why Uwazirike managed to gain access, because he offered money, he bought the position, he bought it, and we have the details. You have intimated the world to Radio Biafra about the details. That's the aspect of this visit I am not comfortable with. Now, again, when this type of thing happens, Radio Biafra will not fail to ask questions. Where are the custodians of Igbo nation, Igbo culture? Are you telling me that the INRI do not have a council of elders or a Igwe in council or INRI in council or something that's supposed to hold meeting to know who to allow to visit the kingdom and who not to allow? Al Mustafa, the son of Abacha, what rights, what qualifies them to visit such a place that's supposed to be a pilgrimage, that visiting it will be an honor? But for the fact that Uwazirike has turned the stool into an ordinary chieftaincy title-making stool, whereby you can pay, just like any other title, to traditional title, you can pay money and then they will put a cap on you. A whole INRI kingdom, for that matter. It is not ordinary or an ordinary autonomous community. It is not an ordinary position. Now, this man forgot all these things and allowed Uwazirike to use money and material things to influence him to the point that he allowed people in the Nebeyuku, Nekwesi, Ebaletanso. Then they come now to defy the kingdom, the birthplace of the Igbo nation. What a shame. Igbo people, I'm lost for word here. The custodians of Igbo nation, if we have custodians, where are you? It's just like, do you know what our people saying, that someone going to urinate on the grave of a dead person? As far as I'm concerned, this is the way I feel. For allowing this group of people to visit the kingdom, I am having the feeling that an imbecile urinated on the grave of an eminent person. That's the way I feel about it, and I am not happy about it at all. Now, I don't want to repeat what has been said before because of our time and many people who are itching to have their own say. But again, let us not forget that this group, they are now Barisemezu, who said people should tell Asare Tokuba not to allow Uwazirike to corrupt him. No, you are making mistake. They are bed of the same feather. They are feeding from the same source. They know what each other know. Okay? They are eating from the same source. This one knows what the other is doing. So remember that the base of the same feather flock together. So don't be surprised. As I said, I don't want to repeat other things that has been said in this matter. But what I want to register is my utter disgust, the way that our ancient kingdom has been reduced to nothingness because of material things. Uwazirike want these people to know his worth, or his worthlessness, and the way he will want to do it is to defy further the kingdom. it will be counted for him one of the things that he needs to answer for when the time comes. I will stop for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Egemba, who called us from London. He joined us from London. We said that something miraculous is going to happen. I'm cutting short my journey to the Philippines in order for me to be a part of this landmark event. I am humbled to say that the chief host of this very thing. You see, when people bring out themselves to serve their country, it is a thing of joy. Our dear brother, who is the chief host that very day, I am only a guest of honor. I will go and I will deliver a speech on Biafra. What we are making people to understand is that our chief host on that very day is Biafra Dibo. He'll be hosting us, and the entire world for that matter. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Agu Jebe from Russia, the co-ordinator of Russia side. Biafra in Russia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
My own contribution for this evening is about the issue of Lily. 2 days ago, you know, settlements will spoil this fight we are fighting. 2 days ago, somebody said, okay, this guy, nobody can make his own northern stock. The Arab state, they like money, they do this. This man is the Udina. We don't need to blame with the Udina. People will visit him. They can never tell them not to come and see. We are talking about. Was it that bring them come? We don't need to catamote the end of Uri. Because it's not good. It will bring enemies from the people from Uri side to this struggle we are doing. We don't need to, kidnap because we need to fight and talk directly to what we want from Nigeria. That's what I want to contribute for this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. What is happening to Russia? Before you go, he has gone. We wanted to ask him what is happening to Russia. Coordinating an area is not enough. What are you doing? How are we moving forward? Are you part of the active or are you part of the dormant sector? We want everybody to be active in what we are doing. We are gladly reporting that we are here at the Radio Biafra Studios in Manila, in the Philippines, in the presence of our brothers. They are here. They looked for us and they found us. To demonstrate one net number of the highest quality, and we're grateful to them. Because of them, we met our people here. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. They can't hear us. Can you hear me? We have a caller from Germany. Can you hear me? They cannot hear us. They can't hear us, unfortunately. They cannot hear us. We are going to return to Barrister Mamezu to give us his understanding of what we've been presenting so far, that this is radio. My dear brother, you don't have anything to, don't people have anything to say about the situation here? Very well. Thailand is going to come on very, very strong. We trust the cooperation we left to continue. We must work together as one. It is key. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, yes, we can hear you. Where you are is very noisy. Please give us your name again. Hello?
My name is Mary King from Chicago.
Okay, please go ahead. We are listening. From US, okay, from Chicago. Please go ahead. Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead. They can't hear us. Somebody is calling with an American accent from Chicago, and we wish he can call back. If that is the case, then that goes to show that it's quite funny that the largest number of listeners to Radio Biafra are from America, from US. Isn't it very funny? When we do the analysis on the website, who goes, who listens, who are the people downloading the app, the majority of the listeners are people in the US. Oh my goodness. We love them. We just want them to repent from their sins. That's all. To go back home and do World Igbo Congress at Newi, it will be better than Houston. Go to Abakaliki and do World Igbo Congress. That's what we are saying. Stop building thatch houses in Virginia. come back home, bring your children home to come and look at thatched houses. If you are afraid of them being kidnapped, then do something to extricate Biafra from the zoo. Any day we leave Nigeria, there will be no more kidnapping. It will be gone forever and ever. Please, my brother, what do you want to say?
I have a question to Barrister Imamezu.
I can't hear you. Is your microphone off?
I have a question to Barrister Imamezu.
Yes, go ahead.
Barrister, I hope you are listening to us.
He's listening. Barrister Imamezu is listening. Go ahead.
My question is, I want to know, I want to
take this call and then Barrister Imamezu, stay where you are. You're going to answer a question. Let's take this call first. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Dr.
Yes, Doctor.
How are you,
yes.
Director?
Very well, thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to hear your voice once again. Where in the Philippines?
That's very good. In fact, I want to express my gratitude to your host, the Philippines.
Yes.
And also, use this opportunity to thank our brothers in Malaysia, Thailand, China. We are fantastic.
Yes.
My contribution this evening is about the missing Pastor Kubo and the great health. Yeah, I understand that the people have said that that is Nigerian news, but I just want to make some comments about it. My surprise, because I've listened to Pastor Kubo a lot of times over the internet, is that we are saying that he's not a Nigerian and so on. As he was involved in the meeting, they are negotiating for peace and
your line is breaking up, Doctor. It's unusual for your line to break. What is going on? We can't hear you. The line is unstable. We cannot hear you, which is unusual. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are.
Hello, Nnamdi.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Rita Nimbogu. I am calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
The very brave lady herself. Thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra. We are in the Philippines. Please go ahead because the world is listening.
Yes, my brother, I want to really appreciate God, to whom it has pleased to guide and to direct and to lead you. I want to appreciate God for strengthening you, pouring from one country to the other in search of truth.
Yes.
In search of freedom.
Thank you.
I want to thank God and I want to really salute your courage.
Thank you.
I know it is not easy, but we know that you are not the one enabling yourself. A greater hand is handling you, and that is the hand of Almighty God, the Chukwu Abiama that made the Biafran.
Yes.
And he will keep upholding you. And I still want to use this opportunity to appreciate our brothers and sisters in the diaspora. I am beginning to be very, very happy because I know that with their response that the issue of the transmitter will soon be a thing of the past because we are waiting. I listened and a brother said that one thing that we will do is to make sure that our transmitter is brought home before their national conference or before their national whatever, so that these old and old-fashioned politicians who call themselves our fathers will not sell us again the way they have been selling us. Our people need to hear directly from Radio Biafra because our hope relies and lies on Radio Biafra. Our people in the Biafra land, we need to hear from you people before whatever discussion they are discussing here in Nigeria. Because just like Babangida has said it, Lord Lugard married us for 100 years and it's just now. We need Biafra. We don't need Biafra come 10 years, come 5 years, come 20 years. We need Biafra now. And this is the opportunity we have. If Radio Biafra can broadcast live from Biafra land, and our aged parents, our brothers and sisters begin to hear directly from Radio Biafra London, I know that our freedom is here. And I want to thank those of them in the Philippines. I don't know, but I know that it is Biafra that took you to Philippines. I want to beg them, just like we begged those of them in Malaysia, just like we begged those of them in China, just like we are still pleading to those of them in the United States of America. Please, we need the transmitter. We need the transmitter. Our people are suffering. If those of you in the diaspora are enjoying, just remember that your people here in Biafra land, we are suffering. Forget it. We have been saying that we are third class citizens in Nigeria. Now we have no class at all. We have no class at all. At least if you are number one, number two, number three, you will say, okay, I am still among them. But now we are nothing. Please come home and salvage us. Come home and save us. I don't know how you will feel that when you are there enjoying and all your relations down here in Biafra land are gone. I don't know, but I know that God Almighty will deal with Uwazurike. He will deal with him his own way. He has defied our place, didn't we? He has defied our people, and God will not allow him to go free. One thing I want him to know, I know he is listening to Radio Biafra London every day. Even if he doesn't listen, I know that those people that sing his praises will tell him, let him hear it today, that one of the daughters of Biafra land, I am a daughter, and I'm saying it. Uwazurike will not see. He will not see. He will not see the Canaan land. He will not come to Biafra land.
Amen.
He will not be alive when we get Biafra.
Amen.
He will die. He will shamefully die. Since he has defied our people, God Almighty will defile him.
Amen.
God Almighty will kill him. Uwazurike is not enough to stop us. He cannot stop us. Biafrans are unstoppable. Biafra is a spirit, and no man kills a spirit. Biafra is unstoppable, and in as much as we have people like Nnamdi Okwukanu, in as much as we have the Council of Elders, in as much as we have the Bilie Human Rights Initiative, Uwazurike is nothing to Biafrans. And Asari Dokubo, I am begging him, I am telling him, just like Dr. Gemba said, that they are birds of the same feather. I refuse to believe that. I refuse. Uwazurike is corny. And I know that Nigerians are using him to do. We need a voice. We need a voice. We need a voice like that of Asari Dokubo. Let us forget who he stands for or what he stands for. But we need that voice. If we can have one or two Biafrans who will talk like Asare Dokubo, believe you me, that the lives of Nigeria, they will stand at all. I want to tell them that whatsoever they like, whatsoever they want to do, Nigeria has never been won, and Nigeria cannot be won. Nigeria cannot be won. And nothing is stopping Biafra. We'll get Biafra. And when we get Biafra, we'll know where we'll put all of them. Thank you and God bless you. Keep on the good work. We are praying for you. We are praying for Biafra. And we still say it this night, and we are not stopping it. Long live Biafra. God bless Biafra. Forward, ever. Backward, never. Forward, ever. Backward, never. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Eloquently spoken as usual, very erudite in delivery. It is for those of them that have ears that they may hear. Some people doubt what we can do. Some people doubt our resolve. Some people doubt our tenacity.
Some people doubt our sincerity, they doubt our honesty, they doubt our devotion to this struggle. As I say every blessed morning, depending on where I am, or afternoon or evening, let them continue to doubt what we are capable of doing. As they doubt, we march on relentlessly. The time here now is almost 4 a.m. in the morning. We have not slept. I feel sorry for the young people in the studio with me because I'm used to it. I have lost so much weight because of lack of sleep and lack of pro, because here you find it difficult to get okasi soup with achara in it, which is my favorite. It is not here. I've not eaten it for a long time. Despite all the things we deny ourselves, the pleasure of having a family life, the pleasure of being able to feel the warmth of a home, we march on relentlessly. The work we do, if we are working for human beings, we would have fallen for their tricks and compromised our ways. If we are working for human beings, some of the nonsense that some people who are so ill-educated to appreciate the finer points of freedom fighting are making, we would have fallen for it. But for us, we cannot, because we are working for God. We made it very clear to God that Biafra is His creation. Before we came out to do Biafra, we challenged God. We said to Him, "Dear God, Father in heaven, Chukwu Okike, Chukwu Abiyama, You created Biafra, Frederick created Nigeria. We want to know how something created by man can supersede what You yourself created as the true God. Every empire known to man has crumbled. The British Empire disappeared. People seem to have forgotten that there was a time we were under the British Empire. The Austro-Hungarian Empire crumbled. The Roman Empire fell. Even the Yugoslav, the Serbian Empire of Yugoslavia collapsed overnight. Even the Russian Empire collapsed. Talk less of the Ezu, a place full of wild animals. I say to people, please, Arirokaina, you know, give us the tools we need for this very battle. Sit back and watch what is going to happen. The tools are very simple. Transmitter. Simple thing, transmitter only. Leave the rest. Toporonketa opoboka ogogorozie ko ombago yana kendemmo. Give us a transmitter and you will see Nigeria unravel piece by piece before your own eyes. We know what can kill Nigeria off, not bullet. Bullet is too expensive to waste on the useless place. The only thing that can bring Nigeria to an end, people don't know, is spelled T-R-U-T-H. Truth. Ezioku. That is the only thing that will, you see, the way, bringing the light, it will disappear. That is what happens to vampires. They come out at night and they suck blood. Nigeria is worse than it. The only thing that can kill Nigeria, even as Babangida found out, is honesty. Give them the truth and you watch them. How may make it that to Saranu? They will perish. The mere fact that this His Royal Majesty from Agukun, he allowed these people to come today. We are telling him where he got his money from. Was Rike from Wiki? If he dares us, we'll tell him the teller number with which he used to clear the check. They think we are joking. They don't know this is Radio Biafra. We see things that others don't see. If we want to expose these people, we'll go after them one after the other. We kept quiet and he allowed Mustafa to come to his house to talk nonsense in Igbo land. The same people killing us. Men without shame, without honor, and without integrity. The time here in the Philippines is exactly 4 a.m. in the morning. We've been awake for more than 24 hours. And we shall continue to do the work that God asked us to do. The more people we have doubting us, the more harder we work. We like it because a lot of people dispute what we are doing. And the more we remember them, I love to read their stories. The more I see them, the harder we work at this very struggle that we're in. Some people say we shouldn't call it a struggle. It's not a struggle. It's we are looking for what belongs to us. Barrister Mamezu has been standing by. and he will bring this program to its rightful conclusion. Our people are here. Of course, the last word will belong to them. But for now, please, Barrister Mamezu, address our listeners and bring this program to an end, albeit officially, because our brothers here will still need to speak. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. But before I should bring the program to an end, let me answer a question posed by one of our brothers seated with you there. However, before I should go there, I endorsed all what our sister, I couldn't interrupt, but I say I'll come back to him at a later stage. I don't know much about Asare Dokubo, but what I do know is the things he stood for, how he is open, how courageous he is, the bravery in this man, which Wazirike started making noise before Asare Dokubo. But what this guy was saying found some kind of peace inside me. They may be of the same bird that flock together, but Asare Dokubo is vocal, he is open, which I've never seen Wazirike mention any word of threat to the zoological country called Nigeria. This is what I recognize a man. Stand something and maintain what you stood for. As I said earlier, the reason why he joined them is because they want to see how they can reduce this man's power, which I know he will not comply with, he will not capitulate, and he will not submit himself to. I am very sure of that, unless Asare Dokubo disappoints me tomorrow. But while we talk, I stand behind that guy. I like what he talks, and I like the way he puts it. So, Dr. Egemba, while the two of them eat from the same pot, this guy is a different guy, eating from a different pot. Let me leave that aside. To answer the question posed by one of my brothers there about the court case, yes, the last time Bilier Human Rights and all other people that went to court in Owerri, it was a technical issue which Biafrans need to correct for us to forge ahead. But the judge, Chief Justice Shuaibu, put the case on hold, saying that he will announce the date to reconvene. Since then, it's gone more than 2 months. We've not heard from him. As I always say, it is impracticable for the judge or any other Hausa man to accept that the Igbos will go and go free. It will not be possible, because they are milking our economy. They are eating from our lands while we go hungry, while we are scattered all over the whole world.
That is, please, Barrister, I'll have to stop you in midstream because there's a call we need to take from the zoo. Please,
go ahead.
You are. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra from Manila in the Philippines, please.
Hello, man. My name is Michael Obi. I'm calling from France.
Michael Obi from France. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, you know, what I want to tell you is that soon you are going to get a call from Abuja. And they will try to test you, you know. Because, like, last month I wrote on Facebook that insights, which is giving me what is happening about Radio Biafra over there, because they are all listening to you every day. There is no day that they don't listen to your voice in Aso Rock there. So I want to tell you that you don't have to fall to these people, please, because they say that they believe that you must fall to them, you know, and abandon this struggle. Please don't fall to them. Soon they are going to call you from the Zoom.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, our dear brother. But it's the members is listening. Is this? If anybody, any day, Barrister Mamezu, you are listening, any day I tell you that I am traveling to Abuja, please, the nearest person should poison me or shoot me dead. If you have a dagger, you stab me with it and kill me. Any day I tell you I am going to see somebody. In fact, if I travel anywhere out of the UK, and I fail to report my presence to Uchemefo, who happens to be my deputy, if I fail to report my presence to Barrister Mamezi Tuwada Marachi Opara Tuchuku Megemba, if I fail to report to Ikechukwu Enyiago, if I fail to report to Chukwudi Oforma, if Chidera Akabo doesn't know where I am, or Karomonde, or for that matter Clifford Iranya, or our principal benefactor Moses Nwigwe, if nobody knows where I am, then please, the nearest person to see me should kill me, because I have compromised. Of God, Biafra is freedom. Biafra is immortal. People must know that. That Biafra has come to exist. Good Lord Jonathan has been a fan of Radio Biafra since 2009. If you ask President Good Lord Jonathan today, he will tell you that he listens to Radio Biafra more than any other person since 2009. He will listen to Radio Biafra, he will download it and put it in his media player and listen to it. Because he knows we speak the truth. And Jonathan knows also that Biafra is why we were born. I am alive today because I'm fighting for Biafra. I have died before and more or less didn't quite make it through. Biafra is what I am here to do. I did not come to this world to have a family, to be rich, to be famous, to be a politician, to be a writer. Of course, I could have written countless books on political economy. I know this thing because I'm an educated man. I could have opened up a church, a Pentecostal church. I could even have opened up a Biafran church, not leave it to my dear sister, Rita Nibok, to champion back home. The reason why I exist is for Biafra. Our people must know this. There is no other defense to offer than for them to watch and see. We have our bespoke app, which you can download. Radio Biafra broadcasts every day with callers from all over the world. Nobody can do what we can do. If we can do this with limited budget, imagine when God opens the floodgates of heaven, which is Biafra, to be visited upon us. God, these people don't know. Tell them we bring death and destruction to the zoo. Any day we relent on what we say, will not live to see the next day. Because God is in heaven and he is watching. I am not a Wazirike and can never be. None of the members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra is like Masop. They can never be. We are carefully chosen by God. People don't know why I love Emam Mezu so much. Maybe it's a secret I shouldn't say out in the open, but I'll say it on air that people may know. Everybody of substance we have met in the course of our struggle, I prayed for. I go down on my knees and say, the easiest ones to sabotage a mission. I told the man Mezu when I met him that I prayed that you come along, and you came. If you're a woman, I would have married you. Uche Mefo came because God asked him to come and do something away from what he does always. Ekemba has been there with me since 1996. Everybody. Amarachi never believed. Amarachi wouldn't even go to meetings to start with. But when I called her, she came. Because we are doing God's work. I pray to God every blessed day, the same Chukwu Abiyama that sees the hearts of men. Any day I wake up and I don't think about Biafra, talk less of doing anything to stop Biafra from coming. If God doesn't take my life, I know he's not God anymore. It's a challenge to him. Barrister Mamezi, you will continue to bring this program to an end. We have heard something that is quite shocking and something to try to renew our faith in what we are doing, because we are unshakable. The God we serve is different from the God that they serve. Ours is
the agitation we have is not something that needs compromising. No. As you rightly say, God have chosen the people to work for him. And, Director, you are one in a million, and majority of people know that. You abandoned everything you do, what could have given you pleasure, to serve your people. And so it has always been. And not until we go back to our restoration, there will not be any seizure. They can try you from Aso Rock, from Abuja, from Lagos, from even from Igbo land, your own people. They can try you, but nobody will succeed. They can bribe any other individual, but not editorial board of Radio Biafra. They will not succeed.
We are not here for money, neither are we here for fame, but the truth to bring about. My joy will be that my people will be free. No more victimization. No more manipulation or sidetracking. Get few people, bribe them while the masses are being killed. Majority are starving. Our women are being raped. What? How much are you going to pay me to move away from the truth and start worshipping money? At the end of the day, I will die in the quest for money. At the end of the day, I will be down there 6 foot, if not seven, while my people are suffering. Whoever compromises his principle, his policies for money, of course, will go wanting. Director, that's not our portion. Of course, we know who we are, and we are what we are. May God bless everybody. As I was saying earlier, it is a deliberate attempt to frustrate our restoration. No Hausa man will give us Biafra. Biafra will come very, very soon, and it will come without a gun, it will come without a bullet. It will come with legal process. It is already started. Director, we cannot bend down. We are standing up erected, and that's the way it will be. God bless all of you there. Be hopeful, and nobody should be negative in whatever you do. Always be positive. God bless Biafra. God bless all our friends, our well-wishers, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. Good night, everybody. Director, may God continue to guide you and protect you.
Thank you amen. Very much. Thank you. Amen. I say amen to that. Our brothers in the studio will have what I will call the penultimate say, after which we draw the program to a close. The time here is nearly 4:15 a.m. in the morning. I have a flight to catch later on today. I need to pack my stuff and then proceed to Malaysia. Straight to the world on the 14th, why they are great. That noise we've been making about Malaysia will be manifest on Saturday, only tomorrow. The world will know, under the able chairmanship of Biafra Dibo. He is our host, and I'm sure that they will let the world know that they've arrived. Please, go ahead.
My name is Daniel Tuchukwu. Thank you for listening to us today. I just want to say that you just help us. No, not help us. If there is anything you can contribute for the transmitter, no amount is too small. Don't say that even $5 is too small. No, any amount is okay. Just make sure you contribute so that we can get the Biafra. And another thing is, I'm not surprised any news I got from Nigeria, because as far as I know, Nigeria is a country where impossible is possible. How can a country, like, I just want to say something about the good iPhone. Look at how much they want to spend.
On iPhone,
just an iPhone, total of 649 million. Just a phone, just to say hello to somebody else. That is to show you how the country, that's why I label the country, a country that is like impossible is possible. They can see white and they call it black. So that is why I say, if there is any, don't say that Biafra did not concern you. Biafra concern you in one way or the other. Like us here, we want to go home. But you cannot go home, like our brother said from Belgium. When you get home, you don't know what to do, what can happen to you the next day. That's why all of, if you know how much you can contribute for the transmitter, let's start from what we have. Once we start from there, I know that some people are willing to contribute, but because of the mistake, the betrayal we get from the past people, I know that's why some are still doubting. But let's put the doubt behind and focus on the new. And I pray that God will surely help us in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, my dear brother, go ahead.
Once again, I'm Chukwuma Alex. I want to use this opportunity to thank everyone that listened to today's program. Barrister, I thank you. Our sister that come from home,
Rita Anibogu, brave lady.
We thank you so much for your contribution to this program today. Also thank the Chinese people. I'm always praise them. Malaysia, Thailand. I believe that Biafra coming is for people from living in Asia, not Europe, not America.
I agree.
So if any Europe or any America standing up,
Let them stand up, let us see. But I believe so much people in China and Malaysia. Thank you so much. And never forget, there is nothing we are doing without the transmitter. The transmitter must become, we call to get the transmitter. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, my dear brothers here. You came and found me where I was. In fairness and in defense of the position of the people here in the Philippines yesterday, they weren't able to get through to me, but today they did. Or yesterday they did. And we are here broadcasting. They are wonderful people. They are marvelous people. And I can declare with the authority given to me by our brothers here, two of them, Chief Alex Onukog, who is the founder of Ohaneze, and Udechukwu Onheri, who is the Igbo president. I have their permission to release their numbers to our people here in the Philippines that they may be organized. We have men here. Last night we saw volunteers, young men come out and say, I volunteer myself to serve my country even if it leads to death, even here in the Philippines. We are everywhere. People don't know what Radio Biafra is all about or the essence of it. One day we shall begin to appreciate or understand what is meant by the word media. We must rally our people together. We must continue on this path. Our prayer is the same. Lord God Jehovah Chukwuabiama, any day we deviate from this path we have chosen, our declaration is in public to the hearing of the whole world. Please strike us down and everything we hold there. But if our intentions are honorable, if we are serving you through Biafra, those whose fathers are not even born yet will know who you are by the miracle you are about to perform in our lives through Biafra. Through Biafra, the world will once again reconnect with you, because we will offer up the entire place to your glory. No aspect of life will go untouched without your blessing. That is why we continue to declare in public that Biafra is our religion. Here on this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Chukwuabiama is our God. And because you never fail, you are ceaseless, you are timeless, you are the beginning and the end of everything on this earth, your word must prevail. That word you gave to your children is for us to turn away from our evil ways and embrace you. Anything we want, you will give to us, including our freedom. And that's what we ask for. You will bless each and everybody here in the Philippines of Biafran extraction, because they are wonderful people. You will bless the entire Biafran family wherever they are in the world, those that embrace you in truth and honesty through Biafra. But above all, you, Chukwuabiama, will bless Biafra. Tomorrow's broadcast will come from Kuala Lumpur, and we hope you join us then. Please sleep well wherever you are. 2 a.m. Malaysian time, 7 p.m. in London, 7 a.m. in Biafra land time. Goodbye and God bless. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing. Say
before.